True, the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. This is today's special. We're going to speak about the movement of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to listen to this episode of today's special. Accept our condolences on martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him.
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the first of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of Murdad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar. And the 30th of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to a chapter of the Holy Quran, chapter Isra, verse 33.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولا تقتلوا النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق. وَمَنْ قُتِلَ مَظْلُومًا فَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا لِوَلِيِّهِ سُلْطَانًا فَلَا يُسْرِفْ فِي الْقَتْلِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ مَنْصُورًا.
And do not kill the soul which Allah has forbidden except by right. And whoever is killed unjustly, we have given his heir authority. But let him not exceed limits in the matter of taking life. Indeed, he has been supported by the law.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
To protect the oppressed is one of Allah's ways of treatment. The issue dealt with in this verse is respect for human blood and utter prohibition of murder. In questions, we have it that one of the examples of the heir of the blood is Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, who will take his vengeance of his grandfather, Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. We have appointed to his heir authority to demand blood compensation or retaliation. As a preventive measure, the divine support of the oppressed and the according of the right of one's heir to retaliation and the consignment of such a right to the heir are noteworthy. It is also a preventive measure for preventing over retaliation.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein.
One question that is related to our today's topic. Why Muharram and why mourning? When certain seasons of worship come around, like the month of Ramadan and Muharram, it is very important that we reevaluate ourselves to see what blessings we have gotten from them. Were they in proportion with the power of the season? Have we preserved these blessings? How can we best invest these blessings after the season is over? many people are pleased with the condition they have at the time without worrying about what will come after the season. The devil is eager to take away whatever the believer has earned at the first possible opportunity. Are we cautious about that? The movement of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was a method for dealing with one's own soul and with others, for he wanted to teach us a lesson about servitude at every stage of his blessed movement. Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
Many times when we think about and ponder about the ziyarat of Ashura, it is important for us to know that when you say salams and you give your salutations to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that itself is something good. That this is what the angels are doing. This is what the creation is doing, that they are crying for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But even though it itself is something good, they call this mawdu'i, its subject, it itself is something good. We are looking to get something out of Ziyarat Ashura. And this we can call it tariqi, meaning this is a path for us to refine ourselves. There is a spiritual journey inside Ziyarat Ashura. And inshallah, in the following days, we're going to be talking about some of the journeys that we start. For example, when we think about bala and we think about the calamity of Ashura, which is the first step we'll be talking about, inshallah. Then we'll be talking about the great grief of Ashura, making sure that we are in line with Imam Hussein, that his affliction is our affliction. And then we'll be thinking about having silm with Imam Hussein, meaning that we are peace with him. We are at peace with those that follow him. We are in the camp of Imam Hussein. And then, inshallah, we'll reach Maqam Mahmud, which is the position of Imam Hussein, which is the position of the Holy Prophet, which is the praiseworthy status. So Ziyarat Ashura is a spiritual journey for us. As you know, one of the important lessons of Ziyarat Ashura is that Mahdawiyat or Mahdism is inside of Ziyarat Ashura. That we pray, that we become the companions of Imam Mahdi, that he will revenge those that have oppressed Imam Hussein, and that we can become his companions, and that we can help him and aid him as he seeks revenge from the oppressors of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So inshallah, this Muharram, this is a time for us to refine ourselves, to increase our spirituality, and we can do it with this great gift from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, by reciting Ziyarat Ashura in our centers, by reciting Ziyarat Ashura at home, by thinking about the Arabic meaning of Ziyarat Ashura, by implementing this.
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein.
Lessons of Muharram.
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein.
You are with today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're speaking about Imam al-Hussein's movement. Submission to Allah's will. This is the title of this short part. Imam al-Hussein knew about his fate from a young age when his grandfather, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, would mention how he will be left alone in a land called Karbala. Yet Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, always accepted his fate, and even on the day of Ashura, when he was left all alone, he never doubted Allah's plan. Abu Abdullah's submission to Allah Almighty is most evident through the eloquence of Dua Arafah, where for the entirety He was praising Allah and giving gratitude, and only at the end he asked for protection against the hellfire. This, therefore, teaches us a significant lesson in always submitting to Allah, even in the most difficult times. On the continuation of today's special, we have this part, the golden words of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. For knowing Abu Abdullah, let's notice his words. Among the edicts of the Lord of the Martyrs, Abu Abdullah, al-Hussein ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon them, which he delivered, was this speech before his companions. O people, truly Allah did not create his creatures other than that they might come to know him. And when they know him, they will become his servants and worship him. And through being his servants and worshiping him, they will become free of the need to worship any other. At this point, a man said, O son of the messenger of Allah, what does it mean to know Allah? Glorified and exalted be he. That eminent one replied, This knowledge for the people of any era is embodied in the Imam of their time, whom they are obliged to follow and obey.
There's one last thing that I'd like to mention today, and that is the correct way to perform Ziyarat Ashura. One of our great scholars by the name of Ayatollah Mirza Shirazi, that was very famous for the prohibition of tobacco during the Qajar era in Iran, he has a method to correctly recite Ziyarat Ashura. Because there are different traditions about how to recite it, he gets these traditions together and he has a formula for us, and I'd like to share this with you. This is the way that we should recite Ziyarat Ashura, according to Ayatollah Mirza Shirazi. He says that first, you should, of course, go to when you're far away from Karbala, you should go to an elevated place in your house. And there you do a salam to Imam Hussein, a salam that is with intensity that you cry. Then you do a curse on the oppressors of Imam Hussein. So you do a salam, and then you do a lan. Then after that, you recite 2 units of prayer. Then after this 2 units of prayer, you recite Ziyarat Ashura. And then when you're done, you recite another 2 units of prayer. So this method is a method that is ascribed to us by Ayatollah Mirza Shirazi. And therefore, you say a salam to Imam Hussein, you do a quick lan, and then you do 2 units of prayer, and then you do the Ziyarat Ashura. And if you don't have time to do the 100 salams and the 100 lands, you can make it sufficient by just saying As-salamu ala al-Husayn wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn wa ala awlad al-Husayn wa ala ashab al-Husayn. You can repeat this sentence 100 times. And then if you don't have enough time to recite the 100 lands, you could just say Allahumma al-anhum jami'a 100 times. Then when you're finished, you do the sujood and everything, and then you do two rakats of prayer. Therefore, Ziyarat Ashura has 2 two-unit prayers. Inshallah, we can recite and have tawfiq to recite Ziyarat Ashura this Muharram, and that we can benefit from it, and we can get the true rewards, as the traditions have, alf, alf, sins will be forgiven, alf, alf, rewards, thawab will be given, meaning 1 million thawabs, 1 million forgivenesses from our sins will be given. Inshallah, we will recite a salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Condolences to all Muslims all around the world. on the month of Muharram, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred in the land of Karbala. Dear friend, inshallah, we continue our discussion on the next episode of today's special. Until then, wassalamu alaikum.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.